you know, the government still, they're investigating whether or not this may be terror-related down in Oklahoma, the beheading. Well, the Oklahoma prosecutor, because we're in a war with radical Islam, the Oklahoma prosecutor said Nolan was using Arabic words during his attack. Now, Nolan asked a Cleveland County judge to appoint him a Muslim lawyer if possible. The local Gazette, a local Oklahoma newspaper, the McCurtain Gazette, reported that Nolan was telling co-workers Thursday of an Islamic teaching that said women should be stoned for an offense. Police said that Nolan had tried to convert co-workers to Islam in the weeks before the attack. Law enforcement confirmed that Nolan had viewed beheading videos, but it's not confirmed whether the videos are ISIS related. Does it really matter? He had a beheading video on his Facebook. Law enforcement confirmed also the 9/11 conspirator, the 20th hijacker, went to the same mosque as Nolan. Mere coincidence? A former member of the same mosque told Fox News that the mosque behind closed doors promoted the true teaching of Islam, which included the choice to non-Muslims that you convert and live under Islamic rule or be fought against jihad for the sake of Allah. Saeed Muhammad, the board chair of Oklahoma's Council on American Islamic Relations, told Breitbart in Texas that Nolan attended services at the Islamic Society of Greater Oklahoma City every Friday. His Facebook posts are very clear as well. He posted on Facebook a photo of a Batman character, the Joker, with fire behind him and wrote, "I upload this picture because America and Israel are wicked. Wake up, Muslims." He posted a photo of the burning Twin Towers and wrote, "Don't y'all know why the eastern part of the world hates America? Everything God says don't do, America does." He said the Statue of Liberty is going into flames, she and anybody who's with her. He posted a photo of a woman being flogged. He posted a photo of a dead body with a slit throat and a quote from the Quran that said, "I will instill terror into the hearts of unbelievers. Smite ye above their necks and smite all their fingertips off of them." He also posted numerous photos of terrorists on his Facebook page, including bin Laden. He posted a sign that read, "Islam will dominate the world. Freedom can go to hell." Under the About selection on his Facebook page, Nolan says, "Ima, tell you off top, I'm not your friend. My friends are at the mosque all around the world. About me, I'm a Muslim from the tribe of Judah who was pretty much raised in Texas." You've got 3 days prior to him doing this, you have the leader of ISIS goes out and says to the world to go and kill. He calls for lone wolves to attack, to plant bombs, to slit throats, to behead people. And our government is saying, well, we don't know if this is terror related. Horace Cooper, adjunct fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research, co-chairman of the Project 21 National Advisory Board. Also with us, Mark Levine, constitutional attorney, here to talk about this and more. Welcome, both of you.
Hey, great. Thanks for having me on the program.
Thanks, John.
All right, Mark Levine. Let's see. It's your favorite network, NBC, that actually was saying this is workplace violence. Does this sound like workplace violence to you?
I think you make a persuasive case. I mean, obviously it has to be tried in a court of law, but it does seem to me that he is a radical Islamic terrorist. I mean, that does appear to be what the evidence points to.
Oh, boy, I can't believe I actually got a pearl of wisdom out of you finally after all these years. It's amazing.
I didn't think I was going to offend the beheader. Did you really, Sean?
No, I didn't think. I thought you might go down the it's a workplace violence or racist route that others have now started to take.
Well, he needs to be tried. There needs to be a trial, and obviously,
and then we can then we can give him the death penalty. Then we can hang him.
But the evidence that you cite is pretty persuasive. I agree.
Very interesting. Even Mark Levine, by the way, not to be mixed up with the great one, Mark Levin. Very, very different people, with very different perspectives and different IQs. But that's another story. Horace,
I think your observation is one that's important. It's not just how NBC or some of the mainstream media are treating this. Why hasn't the Attorney General or the head of the FBI announced, "We take this very seriously. If you are engaging in Islamo-fascist behavior, we are going to jump down right on the act immediately as possible. We're immediately dispatching investigators there, and anywhere in the U.S. or where our allies are, if you support these efforts, you should expect that you're going to see from us. That's the kind of response that would be appropriate for the seriousness of this situation. When you have this lone wolf ability where people on the receiving end, who we don't know who they are, can just suddenly get their assignment and go into action, you've got to tell everyone what your response is going to be. And the response we've given so far doesn't appear to signal to people there are going to be consequences.
Let me ask this question of Mark Levine. Mark Levine, the official position of our government to this day, where 13 people were killed, over 30 people injured at Fort Hood, where you have Major Hassan screaming, Allahu Akbar, and by the way, wants to join ISIS. It's still the official position of the United States and the Obama administration that that was an incident of workplace violence. Do you believe that?
Only in a very simple way, there was violence at the workplace. Look, Sean.
No. I'm not going to let you get away with a play on words.
I don't mean to be facetious. Obviously,
they refuse to say that that is an act of terrorism. Is what happened at Fort Hood terrorism?
Probably, but I want to make a distinction here.
Allahu Akbar. I want to join ISIS.
Here's the difference, Sean. I want to make a distinction between the Nolans and the Major Hassans of the world, who are individuals who I believe are radical Islamists who believe in killing people for political reasons and commit vicious acts, from ISIS sent moles in the United States or Al Qaeda sent, like the terrorists that killed us on 9/11. You're always going to have radical, extremist, crazy, dangerous people of all religions. These are Muslims who commit atrocious, awful acts. When you say terrorism, I don't know. I think he wanted to kill a bunch of people. I think he was an evil, awful person. I'm not sure what political goal he was trying to achieve by doing that.
What were the hijackers on 9/11? What were they recorded saying as they were plowing those planes into the Twin Towers and the Pentagon? Do you remember what they said? What did they say? Let's see how smart you are. Come on. It's not hard to say.
I suspect they said Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. Okay, so here is...
That means God is great.
Okay,
so
here it is.
You could see.
Here it is at Fort Hood. They're saying the same thing. Major Hassan, who's now stated publicly that he wants to be a member of ISIS. Are you really going to sit here? Are you really going to say that that was workplace violence and not an act of terrorism? Are you really that naive? Because here's the situation we now find ourselves in. We find a president of the United States that refuses to say the Islamic State is Islamic. A president that's dropping bombs on ISIS in Syria and Iraq that refuses to say we're at war with ISIS. And I think if you just are so handcuffed by political correctness that you can't identify the enemy for who they are and the way they act, then I think that shows nothing but pure and utter weakness. And I think this president's weak when it comes to radical Islamic terrorism.
When you say an act of terrorism, when you say the enemy, I think you're implying that he is a member of some group that is organized by Osama bin Laden or his ilk and said, told, you go commit terror in the United
John.
States. What we have is, I would call him a terror wannabe, frankly.
You guys
are missing the point here, and I'll throw this, if I can, all over to Horace. Horace.
You don't have to be paid by Osama bin Laden or his friends in order to be working in tandem. That's the reason it's important for the White House and for the law enforcement leaders in the land to signal this is what we think this is. If you are sympathetic, if you are lining up. And by the way, when you cut someone's head off and yell Allahu Akbar, you're not just a butcher, you're signaling what your allegiance is. If you shoot up other soldiers on a military base, you're not just a, quote, a serial killer, you are joining in with an ideological agenda. We absolutely need to be focused on saying to the Islamofascists, you will not be tolerated anywhere in the United States, and that's one of the reasons why I support the president's drone policy outside of the United States.
But
where we see
Let me jump in here, and I'll throw this over to Mark now. No, there is something radically wrong when a president can't identify what happened in Oklahoma as terrorism, what happened at Fort Hood as terrorism. A president that doesn't understand, he says, well, the Islamic State is not Islamic. Yes, they are. They're radical Islamic terrorists. He says, well, they're not a country. They don't have a landmass. Yes, they do. That's the landmass that we had won in the Iraq war that you allowed them to take by not staying there. And he says they have no vision. Their vision is a worldwide caliphate. So what I'm trying to get to here is I am really unnerved by a president that is unwilling to engage in a real war against a real enemy and identify the enemy for who they are. That bothers me to no end.
I think a lot of this is semantics. I really do. I think that people who are radical Islamic terrorists.
So you're saying the president
are dangerous.
You're saying the president is cowardly in the use of his semantics.
I think the president is trying to make a point when he says it's not Islamic to distinguish between radical Islamic extremists, which all three of us agree are dangerous and horrific and need to be stopped, from the normal everyday people.
Do you think we're at war?
Who has no harm wanted to anyone?
Do you think we're at war with ISIS right now?
Sure.
The president doesn't think so. President said, no, we're not.
You know why? You know why? Because he doesn't have congressional authorization, which I think he should seek. And I think John Boehner.
I didn't ask you whether he should seek it. He has been asked.
Of not having a debate and
all right, I agree with that part.
They should.
All right. Constitutionally, for once, you're right. I agree. But back to the point. You agree that we're at war with ISIS. I agree with we're at war with ISIS. Horace agrees with that. The only one who disagrees with that, the only people that do, are the president, John Kerry, and the people in the administration. Why do you think
John
that is?
Boehner and Harry Reid.
No, Harry Reid, no.
Take a vote on it. No, I, want to take a vote.
Listen, I fought them.
Boehner
that doesn't mean they don't think it's a
war. It's cowardly because he knows the midterms are coming up, and he doesn't want to put his Republicans through it, just like the Democrats don't want to either. And the president's playing along because he doesn't
You're not going to get me defending Boehner on this program for something that I think is stupid on his part. I agree with you.
Good, we agree.
Okay, for the first time. But the bigger point is Boehner's never specifically been asked that I know of. As a matter of fact, he did refer to what's going on as a war. He did say that the president needs to seek approval. Remember, if you look at the War Powers Act, I think the president has, 90 days before he has to go to Congress. Not that I'm a fan of the War Powers Act, but so I think in that sense, I'm cutting a little slack to Boehner. And then the second part of this is very clear. The one that is saying that it's not a war is the president. He's dropping bombs on ISIS in Syria and Iraq, but he's saying it's not a war.
Well, I think he has...
He has what?
Declared under the War Powers Act that he's taking.
No, he hasn't.
He's arguing that it's part of what he did in Yemen,
Mark,
part of what he did in Somalia.
Mark, stop for a
second. I agree with you, though. I want congressional authorization. I do not like the way Obama's doing this. I don't like the way Congress is doing this. They're all cowards, as far as I'm concerned. Let's have a debate. Let's
but the president specifically was asked, Horace, if this is a war. He said no.
Yeah. I think the answer is if you like your Nobel Peace Prize, you can keep it. It's clear that we are at a war, and it's clear that the president hasn't been paying attention, hasn't been receiving the briefings, reading the briefings, and isn't committed to the idea that the only way you're going to be able to squash this threat is to use force. And you should be using overwhelming force. He ought to have stood up and come before Congress and ask for this authority. I have no problem with him leading with some attacks initially, but he should have come forward because we are at war. And during World War II, one of our other great war experiences, we had people who were burrowed in to the United States. They were Nazi sympathizers who lived inside the United States, and we didn't say to them, oh, you're just criminals. Oh, you're just a rogue. Oh, you're just part of an element. We rooted those people out, and where it was necessary, some of them were executed.
Guys, I gotta end it here, unfortunately, because we're just out of time. But great debate. All right, when we come back, News Roundup, Information Overload Hour continues. We got the other news of the day. We'll get to your phone calls coming up next also.